His young life was as delicate as the wing of a butterfly and as fragile as a spider's web. For him we cry, 'cause when he dies, we all do. Did Ahmed not deserve a life? Ahmed never hurt a fly. Ahmed never knew the politicians he was murdered by. Certain times Ahmed wished that he could be a bird and fly beyond the sky, escape the curse of birth that he was burdened by. Ahmed never grew to let your racism internalize. Water poured from every pore in his corpse while the nurses cried. Ahmed was a beautiful person like you or I, but are we? Ahmed could have been a doctor, lawyer or an engineer. Could have been a superstar, but his life ended here. Guess he was a shooting star, burned bright and disappeared. To some he seems to represent a menace in this hemisphere. Let me hear, make the very essence of this message clear. He was precious, many die like him every year. Ahmed was a victim of resentment and relentless fear. Now his soul surfs the waves, I wish we could have kept him here.
The sea, it holds our secrets. The sea, it holds his soul. The sea, it holds our secrets. The sea, it holds his soul.
Ahmed's ancestors introduced to Europe Greek philosophy, brought with them irrigation, mathematics and astronomy. Symbolically, irony of this horror isn't lost on me. Trying to get to Europe via Greece is where he's lost at sea. Ahmed, not Ahmed, it's Ahmed, he's that dead. Toddler lying lifeless on the beach with his back bent, arms spread, reaching the direction that his dad went. If he made it here, would have been bullied for his accent. He was captured by the ocean, paralyzed and frozen, while these parasites sat and typed, analyzing clothing. Now for resources we all compete, beyond the talk of war and peace and talk of porous borders. There is corpses on the shore of Greece. They found a teddy next to where his body was found. The sea swallowed him, politics has swallowed him now, and those responsible, Ahmed's ghost will follow them now. To the family, all we can say is we are sorry he drowned, because
The sea, it holds our secrets. The sea, it holds his soul. They call him Ahmed. The sea, it holds our secrets. The sea, it holds his soul.
They say, let him drown, what have you done? Let him drown, no, what have we become? Don't let him drown, no, don't let him drown. And they say, let him drown, what have you done? Don't let him drown, no, what have we become? Don't let him drown, please, don't let him drown.
Ahmed could have been you, and Ahmed could have been me. We need to understand the policies that put him in the sea. We need to understand why it is the beach is full of dying kids. A colonial metropole people want to reside in. If he did, would he make it or fall to something that's deeper? End up like Jimmy and Wenger or Khalid Abu Dharifa. A picture by Heather Paulus on the beaches of Tarifa made me see some would grieve more if Ahmed was a creature with four legs. Then they would consider him legitimate. Those like him brave and barbed wire burning off their fingertips while force alien act. That mentality still exists as privilege. The difference between the expat and an immigrant for I'm a Somani and Ahmed Rasul Muhammad. When you take others' humanity, it's only yours that's stunted, not a swarm. There are sisters and brothers, that's the sum of it. The cockroaches here are in the media and the government, not the sea.
The sea, it holds our secrets. The sea, it holds his soul. They call him Ahmed. The sea, it holds our secrets. The sea, it holds his soul. They call him Ahmed.
Ahmed never knew the politicians he was murdered by. Ahmed never knew the politicians he was murdered by. Ahmed never knew the politicians he was murdered by.
Wait a minute, did you have something to do with it?
Yes.
No, yes, no. No, that Navy SEAL training was just for laughs. Wait a minute, you trained as a Navy SEAL?
No.
No, how did you know? Who said anything about Navy SEALs? I'm just a simple little terrorist. Stop interrogating me, damn it, you're good at this!